for bloodshed in northern Iraq and Baghdad reached the United States as key senators appeared on the television interview programs that fill the American airwaves on Sunday morning. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, just back from a congressional fact-finding mission, said he saw signs of progress in Iraq. Graham told the CBS broadcast Face the Nation that the war in Iraq, in his words, has turned a corner.
Sectarian violence is down by 90%. Our casualties are way down. We got a long way to go, but I believe the surge has worked on all fronts.
Graham, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, was part of a delegation that included Senator John McCain of Arizona, the likely Republican Party presidential nominee. Another member of the Armed Services panel, Senator Jack Reed, a Democrat from Rhode Island, returned from a recent tour of Iraq with a different assessment. Reed also appeared on Face the Nation.
Well, the problem with Iraq is every time you turn a corner, there's another corner.
He said political progress has been slow, arguing that the central government is not functioning effectively. Reed said the Iraqis are not feeling enough pressure to make the tough political decisions that are desperately needed.
One of the reasons, I think, is they feel they have as much time as they need because our forces are there.
Reed said the United States needs a thorough, thoughtful, and deliberate path out of Iraq. A short time later, Iraq's national security advisor warned against a rush to pull out troops. Muwafaq al-Rubai told CNN's Late Edition that withdrawals must be based on conditions on the ground.
It depends on the development and the growth and the equipment and the capabilities of the Iraqi security forces and the preparedness of the Iraqi security forces.
In a few weeks, the top two Americans in Iraq will travel to Washington to deliver their recommendations on troop levels. General David Petraeus and Ambassador Ryan Crocker will report directly to Congress in public session and will confer with President Bush in private. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Washington.